I think health is a big part of our life. We talked a little bit about fasting. I have a couple of friends that are physicians, surgeons, and I often talk about inflammation because one gentleman said to me, "Look, I think it's the root of a lot of different problems." The scientific world is, turning more and more attention now to that simple fact, to the role that inflammation plays in your health. Last year, there was a Swiss pharmaceutical company. It was called, Novartis, I think is the name of the group. They came out with a new drug. It was called Laris. And it's supposed to target kind of, inflammation, inflammatory, atherosclerosis, especially in patients who were recovering kind of from a heart attack. And apparently this, I guess, is more effective than drugs that actually lower blood pressure or even reduce cholesterol. So the idea is basically to reduce the inflammation in the blood vessels in order to get them relaxed enough to let the blood, once again, just flow through them properly. And there was another disease where inflammation came into play, and that was with Zika. Remember when that was mosquitoes were spreading that everywhere? Remember the big Zika virus that we had? Well, researchers found that the initial bodily immune response to the introduction of a virus, it was an overreaction, which led to microcephaly cases where babies were born with these smaller than normal heads and all sorts of problems. It's also an issue with cancer. It's an issue with diabetes, and it goes on and on. Inflammation is a real killer today. It's a real problem. I'm joined today by Dr. Joel Brind, and you can join us in the conversation as well. You know the number. He's a professor of biology and endocrinology at Baruch College of the City University of New York. I'll get it all out in one sentence there. He's been teaching for a while. He's written, he's lectured, he's done all sorts of stuff I just personally find both cutting edge and incredibly informative. He's been studying a lot about inflammation, and he's actually kind of tapped into something that has been incredibly effective in helping with inflammation. So if this is a problem for you, you may want to turn up your radio or call your loved one, get them to tune in. And again, you can share this conversation by going to my website and downloading it a little bit later, or sending the link to somebody to listen to. Dr. Brind joins me right now. Doctor, great to have you back. Good afternoon.
Oh, thanks a lot, Drew. Good to be back with you.
Great to talk to you. Inflammation, I really do believe that is something that has, that's a cause of a lot of problems. Recently has come up as a cause of illness for a lot of people. Your thoughts on it? I mean, what role does inflammation play? What's leading scientists to think that if we can resolve this, we might really speed along the healing process?
Well, in just about every field, doctors and researchers have been finding markers of inflammation in all kinds of processes, not only disease processes like diabetes and heart disease and cancer, but even normal processes like during the menstrual cycle. And so they are focusing a lot on inflammation. And the first study that you mentioned actually was one of these anti-inflammatory injectable biologic drugs, very, very expensive and even dangerous drugs because they leave you vulnerable to infection. And that really reflects the medical science's only answer right now is to say, well, you have inflammation. Well, we can do is poison the cells that cause the inflammation. Well, of course, the cells that cause the inflammation are part of your immune system, and it's their job to protect you from infection. So what I have discovered through my years of research following what other people have done and my own research on diet and longevity in laboratory rodents, which is something I've been doing for a number of years, was that inflammation is not really a natural process when it responds to injury. And even when in a response to infection, it's an overreaction. It's kind of like inflammation is caused by cells that are called macrophages, which literally means big eaters from the Greek. And what they do is they're the first responders to infection. And it's generally believed, because it usually happens, that they're also the first responders when there is injury. But it's rather like the first responders even in a normal sense, like let's say there's an accident on the highway. And the first responders come, right? The cops come and they call the ambulances and the tow trucks and everything like that. And they get the place cleared up and they get the traffic moving again. Well, they're cops, so they got guns in their holsters, but they never draw their guns or start shooting unless there's some reason to, unless there's some criminals or terrorists or something involved. Well, the same is is true for these first responders. Whenever there is any tissue or cells that are damaged, these macrophages, these first responder cells, come to the site in order to clean it up, gobble up the debris and recycle it and so forth. But if there's an infection, that's when they draw their guns. That's when they start secreting poisons to try and kill whatever bacterium or fungus or virus has gotten in there before it kills you. And the trouble is that most people have an immune response when there's any kind of injury, even microscopic cellular injury. And this is what's behind most of what makes people sick and die these days. And what I've discovered is that it's all because of a deficiency in one particular amino acid, which is the main regulator of inflammation. And what I've discovered then is that it's not natural for inflammation to be a response to injury, even a blunt injury or sunburn or something like that. And diseases like, for example, heart disease are really resulting from years and years of very tiny little micro injuries where there is naturally turbulence in the bloodstream, produces minor injury. If it just heals, that's fine. But if you're deficient in glycine, it produces inflammation, and then inflammation will gradually, as you said at the beginning, it will gradually impede the flow of blood because the body is trying to heal and builds up atherosclerotic plaques,
right. And
these end up compromising the blood flow, especially to the heart or to the brain, and so you end up with strokes or to the kidneys. In the same way, as tissue tries to heal
from
chronic inflammation from the response to injury, building up, causing damage, and then the body tries to heal from the damage, that persistent chronic inflammation ends up providing a breeding ground for cancer. So most of the diseases that actually make people sick and die these days are really traceable to chronic inflammation. The way I would put it is we don't even live to be a naturally long life. Most people are slowly poisoned to death by their own immune system.
Wow.
Because for lack of this one amino acid, basically, glycine, they're vulnerable to chronic inflammation, and that's what's happening.
And you found glycine is very high in like chicken stock or chicken broth bones. And go ahead.
Right. Yes, that's. I know you didn't even ask the question, but the diet feeds into that very well. So, for example, in the modern, in the modern era here, the modern industrial society here, we eat a lot of meat, fish, and poultry. And so we're eating a lot more protein and a lot more of all the amino acids than we ever used to. So how can we be deficient in one amino acid? Well, it turns out all amino acids are not the same. And you actually use up glycine, which is very rich in the bones and connective tissues. And in getting rid of one of the amino acids, that's very rich in muscle tissue. So the more muscle meats you eat, the more you actually deplete your body of glycine. So that meat eaters, for example, although they eat more glycine than people who are vegetarians or vegans, they actually have less glycine in their blood and a higher incidence of all of these chronic diseases. That was just proved by a group at Oxford a couple of years ago.
And now you have a website. I want to go to the phones. I'll grab a few calls. So if you've got a question, look, time is my enemy. I say it all the time. I wish I had so much more to spend with you. Got about 15 minutes remaining today. So if you want to dial in and you got a question, you got a comment, you have an experience, I'll grab your calls at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Joe in Elmhurst is on deck. I'll get your call in a quick second. But you have a website, don't you, dedicated to more information about this where people can learn about...
Yes, about this issue, yeah. It's called Sweetamine, Sweetamine.
Yeah.
It's a word I made up because that's a glycine supplement, but that's called Sweetamine.com. And I have YouTube videos, for example. Or if you just search glycine on YouTube, you'll find YouTube videos of me talking about it. So there's a lot more information available when you have the time.
After our last conversation, I know you had sent me some, and I was using it in my morning coffee. I tend to drink a black, but after hearing about how important glycine is in my diet, I thought, you know what? Why not? I'm going to get a 2-for-1 here. I'm going to get, you know, something that's an anti-inflammatory, if you will, and at the same time, something that makes my coffee taste pretty good. It was cool. It comes in this little packet is what I had, folks. You can probably check it out. You have them there at Sweetamine, right? Sweetamine.com?
Sweetamine.com, yeah.
Let me go to the phones. We'll grab a couple of calls for you. 888-914-9149. Elmhurst, Illinois is on deck. Joe, thanks for your patience. Good afternoon.
No problem. I just wanted to tell you, I've been using the doctor's products for, he's been shipping me a box of for almost 2 years, and this stuff's amazing. I used to get chronic back pains, and I know it's going to sound like some kind of weird testimonial, but mm-hmm. I haven't had any problems like that. I'm 60. People mistake me for my late 40s.
Wow.
And it's all, this, you know, it's just, I feel so much better. I stand up straighter. My back doesn't hurt. My legs don't hurt. I go for walks. It's amazing what, wow, what this stuff can do for you. Thank you, doctor. You make a great product.
Well, thank you. I mean, doctor, that sounds like an infomercial almost. I'm serious.
I'm sorry.
I mean, from 60, but he looks 40 and no back pain. That's pretty amazing.
Well,
that really
that's
is
right, because what we think of as aging, as I said, it's really that our body, our immune system, because it doesn't have enough glycine in it, is slowly poisoning us to death. And the fact that taking a glycine supplement, wherever you get it, helps, is not that it's acting like a drug. It means that you were deficient in this nutrient in the first place, and you're just correcting a deficiency. And instead of just having what we think is a well-rounded and a complete diet, when you add the glycine back, now you do have a complete diet, and you can actually live a normal, healthy lifespan.